Then it's time for one of our regular updates as to the local battle against the coronavirus. Today, we welcome on the air Julie Gibbs, Riley County Department Health Director and Local Health Officer. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Brandon and I were reviewing the numbers that we had, here earlier on our newscast this morning. And it certainly seems like there's some positives that we can take away from the data that we have. So bring us up to date and where Riley County is now with COVID cases.
Sure. Well, since Monday's report, we have identified 59 new cases, bringing Riley County to a total of 5,886 confirmed positives. Out of those, 295 are considered active cases, and 5,561 have recovered. We did unfortunately have two more deaths that we were made aware of last weekend, so that brings us to a total of 30 deaths here in the county. And as of yesterday, Ascension Via Christi is caring for 11 COVID-positive patients and 3 are in the ICU. The good news here is that, yes, our percent positive has stayed steady the last 2 weeks at 8.3%. So it's nice to see that percent positive under 10%. And that's actually down from 12.7% where we were 3 weeks ago.
What would be your takeaway with that drop down to 8.3%? What does that mean?
Well, I think there's a couple things that means. That means that people are adhering to the advice, to stay your distance, wear your mask, do all those things, wash your hands. That's so important. We saw a little spike in our numbers. At 12.7% was probably an effect of the holidays. So we did expect to see somewhat of a downward trend after the holidays, after that effect took place. Also, our college students are still, most of them are at home, since K-State did decide to go online their first 2 weeks of school. So this week and next week, they will be online. I have been seeing a little bit more activity around town. So there are some that are coming back, but I think with individuals kind of staying away from each other in a sense, that can help to bring that percent positive down.
We are 10 days away from the Super Bowl. Super Bowl means lots of gatherings. They may be in a restaurant. They may be a number of breakout parties in homes. Recommendations for Super Bowl parties?
Yeah, well, just like all the other things, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we highly recommend to only celebrate with members of your household and do all those things that we've been, telling you to do all along and that you have been doing all along. Make sure that if you are going to have a gathering with individuals outside of the household, make sure that you're staying your distance, wearing that mask, making sure to use hand sanitizer or wash your hands as often as possible. So just make sure to adhere to those things. And, if you're going out to a restaurant, same thing, wear your mask when you're up and out of your seat. Just doing those things that we've mentioned all along can really help to keep you safe for any kind of gathering that you have during Super Bowl.
I think one of the things that I've noticed is that there is much less resistance now for people wearing masks. You don't hear the stories about people getting upset like what we used to hear a few months ago. And I think that people are realizing that that is an important aspect to trying to get past where we are with the coronavirus.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just become more the norm now. I've seen it everywhere, definitely a lot of adherence to wearing your mask when you're out and about. And I even see it, outside at the parks. You don't see it now too often with the snow, but with nicer weather and people are out and about, even if they're, there's a potential for crowds outside, people were wearing masks. So yeah, it's really great that there's that adherence.
Well, I like wearing masks outside because it keeps my face warm in these cold temperatures.
Yes, that's
convenient. Convenient, isn't it? Hey, let's talk a little bit about the free saliva-based testing. Now, the well health efforts that have been taking place at Seco Park were initially scheduled to end, I believe, this weekend, but I understand that's been extended.
Yes. So that's been extended through March 20th, and Well Health is the company that has contracted with KDHE to be able to go out into Kansas communities and offer free saliva-based testing. So we have Well Health here in our community. They're available at Seco Park Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 5:30. Unfortunately, they do shut down since it's all outside operations. They do shut down when it's bad weather. So they let us know about 24 hours in advance, and we'll post that to our Facebook page and to our website. So just be sure to check there. but they are available most days, 9 to 5:30 by appointment. So to make an appointment, you can visit gogettested.com/Kansas, and you can make an appointment. Like I said, it's a saliva-based test, so it's very quick and easy, and it's available for asymptomatic or symptomatic individuals, and it's free of charge. I do know that WellHealth sees about 150 people a day. There's about 11% positive rate there, and they started with us back on December 18th, so we've been going strong for a couple of months now. They've tested a little over 3,800 people so far.
And that's nice that we've got a little bit more time for that free testing. Well, Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, is joining us here on News Radio KMAN this morning. Let's shift focus now to vaccines, because that seems to be the talk. A number of people are getting not just their first, but also their second, especially some of those in residential long care facilities and a lot of, obviously, the healthcare workers. Where are we now in terms of vaccines that are available and time frames in which we'll see the opportunity for people to have those vaccines administered to them?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to say our vaccination clinics are going strong. We've made it through our phase one, which is mostly our healthcare providers. So most of them have had their first dose at least now, and many of them have had their second dose. We had two clinics last week. We had a clinic this last Tuesday, and we'll finish out this week with a clinic today and tomorrow. We will continue with 2 to 3 clinics every week to get through our phase two individuals. We actually just sent a vaccine notification through Everbridge to those individuals 65 and older and who are at medical risk, inviting them to our clinic today and Friday. That'll be at Potter Hall. So that information comes out through an Everbridge alert. So those individuals would have received a phone call, a text message, and an email with further instructions and also a time frame in which they can show up today or tomorrow. And I will say, if you have not yet filled out a vaccine request form, we're asking that everybody, regardless of your age, fill out that vaccine request form. And that can be found on our website, RileyCountyKS.gov. Click on the coronavirus link and you'll see the vaccine request form there. It's very quick and easy to fill out. But if you have any issues, you can always give us a call at 785-565-6560, and we do have health department staff that can assist you with that form.
What about those of us like Brandon Peoples and myself that have had the coronavirus? Should we still try to, is it possible for us to get the vaccinations, and is it important for us to do so?
Absolutely, yes. Even if you've had COVID in the past, we highly recommend that you get that vaccine.
Okay. You have had a relocation of the emergency operations system, and that's going back out to Potter Hall in Seco Park, moving away from the Manhattan Fire Department headquarters. What precipitated that move?
A lot of it was due to parking, not enough parking in that area, and just the internal setup inside. It wasn't equipped to handle large amounts of people. So therefore, we researched some other places and we landed with Potter Hall. You know, there's that big parking lot there by the swimming pool. That's where we're asking individuals to park. So they'll enter off of Reith and enter into that parking lot. We'll send them up a few cars at a time to Potter Hall parking lot and ask them to enter into the building. So it's still an inside operation, but the building there is it's a lot easier and it will be a lot more efficient since it's all on one level floor. You don't have to go up and down any stairs, and it's very convenient for individuals to come in and out.
Julie, we've covered a lot of topics here in the last 9 minutes. Anything else you'd like to add before we move on this morning?
Well, I just want to let people know, you know, we've been offering small free testing events outside of Manhattan for some time now, but we're going to be doing this a little different way. We actually have a traveling vaccine clinic, so we'll be offering free testing events outside of Manhattan and in what we determined are underserved populations in Manhattan throughout the month of February. So our events for this week were unfortunately canceled. We were to be in Ogden on Tuesday, but we had to cancel due to weather. We will be in Keats this upcoming Monday, February 1st, from 10 until 12, and that will be at the Keats Park Fair. We'll have saliva kits available for symptomatic and asymptomatic individuals free of charge, and we will be posting more upcoming events on our Facebook page and website, so be sure to check that out.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, thanks for the work you do and appreciate you sharing some very important information with our community this morning here on News Radio KMAN. Have a good day and a good weekend.
All right. Thank you.